Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, and I'm running solo today. Just got home back from a very long San Diego trip at San Diego Comic-Con, where all the marvels and all the things that happened down there, and the costumes and the partying and the drinking of the I sound like Bill Cosby now. Cody had to go do something, and I barely just got home, so it's already after like 3:40 or so. I'm running a solo episode here to knock out this extra Añejo month because it is the last week of July here. When it comes to extra Añejos, and God, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of struggled with this one. I already had it planned out that I was gonna do this one, but man, I had an idea of wanting to do something different. That goddamn phone is already going off. Like, damn, like, dude, what the hell? Put you on mute now. I wanted to do this, but then I was like, I already did that last year. Plus, I did it with Tres Cuatro y Cinco, so I was like, I don't want to repeat. Well, I didn't really do it. Cody did it, but still, you know, I still sipped on it and still gave it a last drop or whatever. So I haven't visited this bottle in 3 years. And funny enough, it's the same exact size. I was going to say the same exact bottle, but it's not the same exact bottle. And I bought it on a chance because it was a mini at the time 3 years ago. And I think I was 3 or 4 years on, and I was just getting tequila. I heard so much from Ricky about this brand, and I fell in love with it ever since. You know, I had this and the Añejo, and I bought these minis, and I bought this one for $38 at Tequila Ranch. It was somewhere around that range 3-4 years ago. I gave it a last drop then, and last year, Blue Wine and Spirits, my store out in Rialto, shout out to them, they had them back in stock because the minis are really hard to get. So I drove, that was my first time actually going down there. I drove all the way down there and it was worth it because I got this. I think I got the Cabal Still Strength too, which was the horse head as well, which was a 375 milliliter. And I got something else, but I'm blanking on it. And I've been in love with that store since. And it's funny because Liz slapped that Blue Wine Spirit sticker on here. And I'm talking about that brand old Cabal. Cabal Extra Añejo. Like I said, I haven't sipped on this in 3 to 4 years now. And I just remember falling in love with it. And I have this mini here and I was like, well, I might as well redo it then here. Because it's been quite some time since I've sipped on it. And we are doing Extra Añejo month here. It's really hard to pinpoint the price range on this. I was looking it up. It's all over the place. I remember it being $300. So I think this is the most expensive bottle that's being done on this month. I know Cody, he overpaid for his Tres Cuatro y Cinco because I'm looking everywhere else. It's like $300, $305 at most or whatever. I don't know why K&L is charging the most. But this one is kind of ranging between $300 to $400. And it really just depends on where you go. There's not a really an exact store next to each other that's having the same price. I've seen $300. Funny enough, I've not seen less than $300. I've seen $300. I've seen $350. Seen $329. I've seen $400. I've seen $420 at the highest, if you will. So it's in that $300 to $400 range. So I don't know what the consensus of what the price is. What I remember what it was back in the day is $300. But now, you know, the extra Añejos at Cabal is pretty rare because, number one, they switched noms. This nom was $1,480, if I'm not mistaken, and their new nom, if I'm not mistaken, and I could look it up, but I'm being lazy, is $1,646. So, and they've kind of redone everything already. They've got a new Añejo, apparently, that I haven't tried. They got a new Reposado. We've tried it. New Blanco. They got a Hoven now, they got special releases, they got limited releases, everything that's coming out of 1646. They have not done an extra Añejo out of 1646 yet, so this is the last remnants of that old nom, and that so the price is gonna be everywhere. I hope that they make a new extra Añejo, because that new nom has been killing it. I think they've done some great work, and I would just love to see them try the extra añejo at their hands, especially in another horse head, if you will. Keep it Black Mati, if you'd like. This was the first thing I ever reviewed from them, though, was this. And I've been in love with the brand since. So let's go ahead and seal this thing off here. By the way, I hear these minis are like... I got this one for $35, by the way, which is a steal, because, you know, what's the size on this? It's 100 milliliter, yeah. This is a steal, $35 for that, especially if the bottle is like $300. If you definitely want to try it, I would definitely locate the minis. I don't think you can find them as much, because the problem with them are you can only find them online, as they're really a commodity and really hard to get your hands on now. And the problem with buying them online for the mini is you got to pay for the shipping and shit. And it's like, damn. So you best buy a multiple bottle. God damn, that smells good. So a lot of people are hunting the minis down. I was even afraid. That's why I didn't want to open it. I was like, I don't want to open it then if they're hunting down the minis. I mean, this thing is special right here, especially when it starts to evaporate out. I believe, and if Wardo can correct me, he's been on the show. He was on the show last year when we did the Reposado and Cabal month. I think only 1,300 bottles were made of this. So, now granted, I don't know how many minis were made. But I think he should even go back into the minis. Excuse me. I fucked my hand up while I was at Comic-Con. I fucking gashed the shit out of my thumb and cut some skin there. So, I'm bleeding. So, I got this Band-Aid on. I was just lifting it up to see what the hell it looked like underneath that skin. And the blood's finally dried up. Disgusting, I know, but, you know. So a piece of me was left at that nerd convention. It's going to be a short episode, too, people, because I want to unpack and I want to take a nap. I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking tired. Too old for this shit. You know, when I used to do these Comic-Cons, or even, not even the Comic-Cons, because the last one I did was 2018. I believe it was. I went out there, but it was work-related. And when I used to do it with Cody, we didn't really go to Comic-Con. We went to the parties, like the get-togethers with our friends from Texas and all over, too. So we would just do the party. So I'm going to try to keep this short, sweet, and simple. Like I said, I gave this a last drop the last time I reviewed this, and I'm nosing this thing. Holy crap, man. That caramelized agave comes through. Heavy on the barrel. God, I don't remember anything about that review of what I said and stuff. I just remember really liking it and remember giving it a last drop. So, but, yeah, the vanilla. Oh, man. The barrel and the agave really comes through, but it's like caramelized. It's like so sweet. They're not sweet in a bad way, neither. I actually like that scent a lot. This was aged for, what was it, 36 months, I believe. So about 3 years, if you will. So I think for his next one, out of NOM 1646, dude, give us a 5-year-old extra añejo ex-cognac barrel. I was aged in. I would love that shit right there, especially from Cabal. They're always doing stuff with some great barrels and stuff. Their barreling program over there is quite astonishing, if you will. I know, I think Cody said that about El Tesoro, which has a really great barrel program too. Cabal probably has one of the best barrel programs in the game. I'd put them up there in the top five, if you will. One of my top five favorite tequila brands. I mean, it's off the top of my head, Yayo, Insulino, Lost Lore, Cabal, probably Tear. I'm trying to think now. Hold on. Shit. It'd probably be like, yeah, Tears, maybe. Back in the day, it probably would have said G4, but not as much these days. Looking around the room right now. G4 is in the 10. The Sotros would be in that 10. Obviously, Fortaleza. But I really just like their Blancos more than anything. I mean, I guess I could say Fuente Seca. I like that brand. They got Tres Cuatro y Cinco. So, yeah, I'd probably go with that brand. I'm trying to look around. M77's in there. It's in my top 10. Tequila Ocho. Fuego. Yeah, those are in there. Damn, that number five is hard. I'd probably go Fuente Seca then, for right now. At least of what I can think of. The Sotros, though, man, I don't know. They got a special place in my old little black heart, I gotta tell you. All right, back to the nose here. That deep amber color, look at that right there. Well, I guess you can't really look at it, but, you know. See it through my eyes, you know? And I'm blind as shit, so. What a beautiful color. Love how that just coats the glass. I really should not be shaking this over my laptop, you know. We've had this incident before, which, by the way, so there's a joke here. I've been using, since I spilled water on that one show, the lost episode, if you will, on that laptop. I don't use that MacBook Pro anymore because, you know, it's water damage, whatever. I've been using this MacBook Air since, and this Air, I've had this thing probably since, like, 2017. I might swap it out now with my MacBook Pro, my newer one, I should say. I just don't feel like it because I'm lazy as fuck, so. And I really don't use this MacBook Air for anything else except for this show. Like, at all. I don't use it for shit else. When I'm over with Yoon, I use his MacBook Air, I believe, which is way more newer than mine, so. Funny enough, I think I got this Air from Yoon. I bought it from a colleague we worked with. I think this was the one. Yeah, I got it from him back in, like, 2017. It probably was, yeah, 2017, so. Oh, shit. Oh. I think that touched my soul a little bit. You know what? There's like a herbal essence in there now on the nose too as well. I noticed that when I was pouring it to my lips. It kind of hit the nose a little bit. It was like, oh, that's kind of herbal. I wasn't expecting. Wow. There's some citrus notes on there. Man, they are really kicking in. Oh, first of all, it's heavy on the barrel influence, but it makes it so much more rich and complex. That profile is very tantalizing right now. It's sending goosebumps up my spine right there. I feel that dark chocolate going there. There's some dried fruit. There's a subtle hint of little spice there that's kicking in on the back end as well. Mainly that's all in the finish. That finish is very lingering too. It's long. It's got this lasting impression on here. Oh my god, dude. This shit is like, it's like liquid candy. Yep. Palate, you're getting that agave. Oh yeah, it's like white oak barrels. That's more on the finish too. But the citrus and vanilla, they're coming more so in the palate area too. The texture on it too, man. How it hits all around the gums and everything like that really coats the mouth well, but it's got like this like silky texture as well going on there. Okay, I'm getting more of that dark chocolate on the palate area too now. It's kind of being well coated around. Yeah, more, okay. The fruit and the chocolate, dried fruits at that, they're coming more on the palate. You're getting a lot of that oak and that toasted agave on the back end, which is more finishy. And I'm getting more of like vanilla with a hint of spice on there as well too. God damn, hold on. Okay, so yeah, the caramel's also on the finish too as well. You're getting that toasted oak. Yeah. The palate, man, though, is very, heavily bodied, though. Like, it's silky, it's bodied, it's like silky clean, too. Oh, my God. Yeah, God damn, this is good. Oh. Man, see, this is like, honestly, this was like the best thing that came out of that nom. Even for Cabal too, was like 1480. Was this extra now? Jesus, man. Oh man. I don't remember what I said about it back in the day when I first talked about this. Ooh. It is just hidden, though, in every sense of the way. I honestly, it's like in the $300 range. I think it's kind of worth it. You know, it's a little up there in the price, whatever. But, man, same thing I said about the Tres Quattro Cinco last week. That packaging is so fucking nice. And I'll even say the same thing about this horse head. The horse head on this is beautiful. It's got that matte black finish on there. It's gorgeous. One of a kind, dude. Like, it really is a black stallion, if you catch my drift. So, it's obviously still got that Cabal logo on the cap there. Use a sticker for the logo where it says Cabal Extra Anejo. Yeah, you know what? I think, like, he should do, like, a... Oh, he already did that. I was going to say, like, for a special barrel, but he already did a black and gold bottle. I was going to say for the new Extra Anejo, should do that. I don't even know if he's working on a new Extra Anejo. I'm just kind of throwing that idea out there that there should be. Obviously, he just came out with that charred Anejo that I've never fucking seen, by the way. So I don't even think it exists unless you're in Tennessee or something like that. Why the fuck is it there and not over here yet? I have no idea. I've yet to see this fucking bottle in our area. I think it's in the Valley. There was a store out there that had it. I'm not fucking driving to the Valley for that, though. I say that, but yet I drove the Rialto to get this bottle, so. Alright, maybe okay. I wish I could remember the name of that store now. Okay, maybe I should just do it then, because it doesn't look like it's coming anywhere near here. I thought Louis Liquor would have had it. I have yet to see this damn thing. I'm not really getting a response back from Cabal on it, neither. I mean, maybe I should just start reaching out to the stores itself to see, because I really want to try that Anejo. And we're talking about this back in, like, April, maybe, when I first told Cody about it. So, it's already about to be, yeah, it's about to be August, too. So, it's like, I don't think this damn thing exists. So, man, though, oh. It's just coating my mouth so well, though. Yeah, I give this a last drop. I don't even need to think about it anymore. Let's see. I had the Tres Quattro Cinco. I don't even fucking remember what I drank now. Tres Quattro Cinco. Shit, I really gotta look back. I know I had the Avion Tres Quattro. What the fuck did I do last week? Oh, Tequila Ocho. Yeah, the Tequila Ocho. Which I ended up liking a lot, too, as well. I drank way too much of that, by the way. That shit was addicting. Yeah, this might be my favorite of the month so far. It's between this and the Tres Quattro y Cinco, honestly. They're loved for two different reasons. That Tres Quattro, man, I don't know what it does. It just does some insane, bold, unique flavors going on. And it's something about this, I don't know, I think I feel like I relate to it more, and I think it's more because of the barreling process on this. It's just heavier on the barrel influence. I think I might give the slight edge a Tres Quattro, and not even a slight, maybe a point above that. I think it, although this one is very nuanced and doing a lot of unique things too as well, that one, for some reason, I don't know, man, it just, the fruits that it's hitting in there, because if I'm mistaken, okay, wait a minute, I'm getting like some butterscotch on this now too. Oh, yeah, that butterscotch is kicking in. I think the Tres Quattro single had cherry notes on it, if I'm not mistaken. Whereas in this one is a little bit more dry fruits. I think that one had dry fruits, too. But this one got butterscotch. See, so, yeah, I'd go back and forth. I would have to do a side-by-side, honestly. This one is so fucking good. And at first, I was going to talk shit about that price. $300 is kind of pricey. I mean, and also nowadays, I do see why it's up there, because they clearly don't make this. It's not in production anymore. They're not even at that same nom anymore. So this is kind of like a collector's, if you will. But now that I'm sipping on it, I'm going like, who gives a fuck? Yeah. It's funny because I was, when I first sipped on this, I was talking shit about that price. And I was just, like, thinking about it. And I might have even said the same thing that I'm saying now, where I was just like, who cares? I would sip on this easily. I'd pay the $300 for it too easily if I found a bottle. I'm going to give it the last drop. I think I already said that. But, yeah, this got to get a last drop. That butterscotch now is really coming through. It's really opening up and coming into its own now as well. And every sip, dude, it's literally liquid candy. It is so damn good. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm giving this a last drop. Oh. Extra Añejo month. Let's see. What a win it was for me. I think I gave every week a last drop except for my week. I gave that like a 3, I believe, or a 2.5. What do we got on the schedule? I think it's just regular. Yeah, it's just regular back to the regular schedule there. Whiskey week, craft beer week, tequila week, mix and match. Oh, but it's a 5-week month, so we also, I know we said we were going to do this, and I don't think we've yet to do this yet, because in June had a 5-week, but we did our top 5. And we, the other 5-week was El Tesoro month, and we, well, technically we did do it. We did a store pick, so it's supposed to be our store pick week when we have a 5-week month. So August is a 5-week month, and we'll be doing our back to our store picks, because we only got 2 fucking 5-week months left, which is November, which we won't be doing it that month, because week 5 of November is our Black Friday episode that I introduced last year. So next month will be our only store pick month up for the rest of the year. So we'll try to do better with that. Like we always try to do something special for that 5-week month, rather be our top 5 list or something like that. But we'll try to do more store picks for you guys. I mean, you kind of already know where we're getting these bottles from, so it's not like anybody's like shitting on that. The fact that I'm sure they probably will say something now, but you know, because I brought it up. But nobody's really saying anything because they probably forgot I even said it. But I'll try to do more store picks on that 5th week month. Should give more shout out to these stores that we go to regularly. Hey, we'll see if Cody continues to do K&L picks. Because he did do one in month of May and for a nail one. He didn't really like that. So he kind of fucked himself on that one, though, because it was supposed to be non-store picks and barrel picks and stuff. It was supposed to be just regular as a nail. So but to be fair, they fucked him, too, because like, why would you bottle that piece of shit liquid? So that's quite a shame, because you know what? For next month, I'm thinking about doing the Arete Reposado barrel pick I got from Arizona at Devil's Liquor, so. Got fucking shit all over my laptop, see? This is what I'm talking about. See? Anyway, people, that's the end of the show. Been going on for about 20 minutes, at least, at the most, or whatever. So, back to our regular scheduled program next month with Whiskey Craft Beer. Got something very special lined up next month. Or next week, I should say. So I'm trying to keep this gravy train of all my good pours going, because like I'm in a 3-week, 3-week, yeah, I'm on a 3-week roll of last drops here. So I'd like to keep that going. And something I'm pulling out next week was like best of the year contender last year. So I'd like it to be the same here this week. So let's do it. With that said, though, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry. I think I hit that ting just a little bit too early there.